Liz Garfield's eyes flew past him to her sons. "Go," they said. "Don't say a word. He's new, a man from anywhere or nowhere, and he's arrived here with half his things in shopping bags. Don't say a word, Bobby. Just go." But he wouldn't. Perhaps because he had gotten a library card instead of a bike for his birthday. "It was nice to meet you, Mr. Brodigan," Bobby said. "Hope you like it here. Bye." "Have a good day at school, son," Mr. Brodigan said. "Learn a lot. Your mother's right. Tempus fugit." Bobby looked at his mother to see if his small rebellion might be forgiven in light of this equally small flattery. But Mom's mouth was ungiving. She turned and started down the hill without another word. Bobby went on his own way, glad he'd spoken to the stranger, even if his mother later made him regret it. As he approached Carol Gerber's house, he took out the orange library card and looked at it. It wasn't a 26-inch swim, but it was still pretty good. Great, actually. A whole world of books to explore. And so what if it had only cost 2 or 3 rocks? Didn't they say it was the thought that counted? Well, it was what his mom said, anyway. He turned the card over. Written on the back in her strong hand was this message. "To whom it may concern, this is my son's library card. He has my permission to take out 3 books a week from the adult section of the Harwich Public Library." It was signed Elizabeth Penrose Garfield. Beneath her name, like a P.S., she had added this: "Robert will be responsible for his own overdue fines." "Birthday boy!" Carol Gerber cried, startling him, and rushed out from behind a tree where she'd been lying in wait. She threw her arms around his neck and smacked him hard on the cheek. Bobby blushed, looking around to see if anyone was watching. God, it was hard enough to be friends with a girl without surprise kisses, but it was okay. The usual morning flood of students was moving schoolward along Asher Avenue at the top of the hill, but down here they were alone. Bobby scrubbed at his cheek. "Come on, you liked it," she said, laughing. "Did not," said Bobby, although he had. "What'd you get for your birthday?" "A library card," Bobby said and showed her. "An adult library card." "Cool." Was that sympathy he saw in her eyes? Probably not. And so what if it was? "Here, for you." She gave him a Hallmark envelope with his name printed on the front. She had also stuck on some hearts and teddy bears.